The business names register has benefits for both proprietors of trademarks and the consumer. Because it requires business names to be registered, it means that it is possible to identify infringing names. So Weber Wenzel will certainly be monitoring the situation very closely. And when that register is up and running, we will be monitoring the business names that are registered and advising our clients of business names that have been registered that are similar or identical to their trademark applications or registrations. And then secondly, since the name under which a business is carried on will have to appear on all its documentation, consumers are protected in that they're able to identify and contact the supplier when they experience issues with a particular product or a particular service.
And how and by who will the business names registry be regulated?
Well, what's important to remember is that business names have always existed under the Business Names Act of 1960. Now, that register, according to the Consumer Protection Act, is supposed to continue. Unfortunately, that register has never existed. One would hope, though, that the Companies Commission is going to implement the provisions of the Consumer Protection Act and that the Companies Commission will provide for registration of business names. So the Companies Commission is going to implement the procedure and regulate the registration of business names. But if a trademark proprietor, for example, or the owner of a company name wishes to object to a business name that has been registered, they will have to file an application objecting to that business name with the National Consumer Protection Commission that has been set up in terms of the Consumer Protection Act.